بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي إبراهيم عبد الله بن أبي أوفى رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في بعض أيامه التي لقي فيها العدو إلى آخر الحديث. The last hadith in this chapter of sabr, and as we explained, that sabr is a quality that a person has to work for and to develop and bring within himself. And this is also one of the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, that a person exercises sabr. The teachings of the secular world is that a person should not be making sabr. He mustn't tolerate. He must demand his rights. He must fight for his rights. Islam permits that a person gets his rights, but prefers that he forgoes his rights and he forgives other people. So this is an important quality in the eyes of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our deen. Today we are oblivious, unmindful of our deen, and only the secular world has overtaken us. So we also, our human folk also, just demanding their rights all the time. Children's rights are stressed so much, and their real rights are to bring them up properly. But just the superficial rights, that they must not be shouted at, they must not, nothing must be done against them, which is against what they desire, etc. That is in reality destroying those children. But unfortunately we have fallen prey to it, and without thinking we are also encouraging the ways of not only the secular world, but the ways of Satanism, which is hidden in all this. So anyway, this is the last hadith. It is related by Hazrat Abu Ibrahim Abdullah ibn Awfa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. The name Abdullah ibn Abu Awfa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was actually Alqama ibn Khalid. He participated in the pledge of Ridwan. That is the time when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was going for Umrah, and the Quraysh of Makkah prevented him from going. And then they took Bay'at Ridwan there when they heard the news came, which was a false rumor, that Hazrat Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was martyred. So he was part of that pledge, and these were things which were of great, great honor. And the Sahaba really appreciated whenever, whatever of these occasions Allah Ta'ala had blessed them with. Today, unfortunately, we feel more honored when we get some award, when we are taking part in some tournament, when our team wins, etc. And we were present at that time. Unfortunately, we, our children, these are things of honor. Dunya's things, which are in most cases totally haram things, but this is what gives us honor. The lives of the Sahaba was those occasions which earned great merit and reward from Allah Ta'ala, and that is what they appreciated. He took part in the Battle of Khaybar and the expeditions that followed after that. So this also, the Sahaba used to, with great relish, that we took part in this battle, in that jihad, etc. Today we are happy that we went to this resort, we went for that holiday. I visited, for example, the big hole. And as somebody says, what is seeing in a hole? But that is an honor for us. To go and see animals is an honor for us. And that every year we are lifelong members of the Kruger Park, and every year we go and see animals, and that is an honor for us. Whereas the honor was that we took part, we went out in this Jamaat, we went out in that Jamaat, or that our children are Hafiz, they are Alim, etc. The work of Deen they are doing. Those are the things of honor for a Muslim, and which will give him his prestige and honor in the everlasting real life of the Akhirat. After Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam left this world, he went to Kufa, where he passed away in the 86th year of Hijri. He was the last Sahaba to pass away in Kufa. After that, there were no more Sahaba left in Kufa. He was the last one, and we can imagine what the sorrow and sadness of the Muslims must have been, that the last Sahaba today has left us. 95 ahadith are narrated from him. This was also, as we see even the ulama of later times, what details they worked out, that each narrator of hadith, how many hadith did he narrate, how many of his hadith are in Bukhari Sharif, how many in Muslim Sharif, etc. What is the status of the of his narrations, how much are they acceptable, etc. All these details, these are the things really that we have to strive for and that we have to work for, not to get degrees of this dunya and just the things that we are going to leave behind here, but that we excel in the study of the Quran Sharif, we excel in the study of the Hadith Sharif. These are the things that we should look forward to. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. In this hadith we read, the hadith teaches us that patience is an important component of jihad in the path of Allah. Jihad, sabr, is in fact a very important and basic essential of our whole lives. If we don't have sabr, we make our own lives a misery. For every small thing, we kick up a big noise, and we get angry, and we get upset, and we get besides ourselves, and we don't know what we are doing. And also, when we don't have patience for all those around us also, we make life a hell hole in this very world, that nothing we can tolerate. And this is what is being taught by the animal world of the West, of this dunya. And we also, associating so much with animals, we get also animal instincts within us. And we are proud about that. But that is our destruction. May Allah let us understand to get the real qualities of a mu'min, amongst them sabr and many other qualities, truthfulness, honesty, hard work, etc. Many great qualities which a mu'min must develop within himself. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.